Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Will they change the name to Lipstick City? Who knows? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, just adjacent as we have sporting blood coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and wondrously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the catch of the day. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Big Lou, he's on number two. He's waiting for 10,000, though. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, back to the content machine we go in the Motor City. That is where the story of the hour is, the 89th edition of the entry draft from college to pro football. Roger Goodell, the ringleader of the circus. You saw this or not. We've talked a lot about it. We'll continue to talk about it. But have no fear. If you did not watch, we watched. So you would not have to. The Festivus of picks. You get a pick. You get a pick. You get a pick. Although some teams didn't have any picks because they traded out of the first round. But the festivities got started a little later than they were supposed to. The Chicago Bears were on the clock first. And they picked, as had been anticipated, USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick.
Number one.
Who saw that one coming? Everyone? Everyone? All right, so let's discuss. Now that it is in concrete, now that it is a done deal, how should the Bear fan feel about drafting Caleb Williams? I've got brown M&Ms, Triangle, and Larry David. And we will put all of these things together and we will steal someone's thunder is what we're going to do from down under. Now, A, the draft is like a religious revival. We talked about this over the years, that it's a chance of renewal, renewed optimism, and you're all praying to the same football gods and all that. But you've got to have mixed emotions. In Chicago, I have no dog in the fight. I don't. Caleb Williams was the consensus top player. And if you read the scouting guides and you watch the tape, he's like, watch the tape, you watch YouTube highlights. By all accounts, he's a generational player. At least the skills are there to be a generational quarterback. And there are a few blind spots, right? He's got butterfingers, fumbles the ball a lot, careless with the football, which is a punch to the gut. Absolutely punched to the gut. And from what we have heard, the biggest issue is skepticism about dependability. And we won't know until he actually gets into the NFL. Is he, I love this term, a foxhole guy? See, I'm a foxhole guy because I'm on Fox. That makes me a foxhole guy. I'm in the foxhole. But we know he's got a big ego. He certainly qualifies as a diva, high maintenance guy. Think, the way I would describe it, the concern, we talked about him the other day on this show and the comparison to Prince. I think a better comparison would be Van Halen. And here's why, right? The Brown Eminem story, I don't know if you've heard this or not. It's a famous story. It goes back many, many years. But back, way back, a couple generations ago, the very popular band Van Halen, and they infamously had a laundry list of demands. These bands, when they travel, they have a writer where there's certain things they need in their dressing room and whatnot. And they had a very long writer of all these things they wanted, and included the setup, the stage, the lighting, all that stuff, a lot of technical things. And there were some different food items that they wanted, but the one that was the wildest by far, and this is many years later, it is still talked about, is the boys over there at Van Halen, they had a line item request that they put a bowl of M&Ms, but no brown M&Ms. Now, this is back in the days before you could get different colored M&Ms. You know, originally, you could only get whatever was in the bag. They had multiple colors and all that. So they said you had to take the brown one out, and so that meant somebody had to pick through it. But it was a diva move, right? And either way, Chicago, they certainly have fattened up the roster with players perceived to have great talent. Rome Odunze of Washington, a highly decorated wide receiver, and he was the other player they added in the first round at number 9. So certainly looks good when you look at a tablet and you look at the depth chart. We'll see if everything's okay when they actually start playing the games. It's great now because Odunze hasn't dropped any passes and Caleb Williams hasn't gone AWOL and fumbled the ball right to a Green Bay defender at Lambeau Field for a touchdown. All right, now, page 2. The Washington football team, they also have their next messiah, is Jalen Daniels going to turn the Commanders into at least an interesting watch. I'm not going to say good, because that's a bridge too far. But will Jalen Daniels be able to turn the Commanders into an interesting watch? I'm going to nod my head yes. If for no other reason, no other reason than the curiosity factor, which is pretty high on Daniels. Because you look at that tablet again, dynamic playmaker, dual threat quarterback. He was a savant at LSU. That's how you win the Heisman Trophy. However, you're not in Baton Rouge anymore when you're playing outside the Beltway there in the D.C. area over there in Maryland. The former Redskins will put Jalen Daniels into the triangle. Not the triangle offense, the Bermuda Triangle. When you play in Washington, that is where many a quarterback, I've been doing this job a long time, many a quarterback have been drafted high with amazing expectations and great resumes and all that, and they have gone into the Bermuda Triangle with all kinds of fanfare and have disappeared under very mysterious circumstances. And you want a fun fact? Fun fact! Fun fact! Here's my fun fact. This is an amazing factoid. The Washington Commanders / football team / Redskins are the only franchise to not have an 11-win season in the salary cap era. That goes back to 1994, they have not had an 11-win season, that franchise, in that period of time. That's an insane, insane stretch. Well, yeah, it was all Dan Snyder. Okay, all right, we'll find out. You got a new owner. I know. Magic Johnson's now one of your owners. And Jalen Daniels is walking into a fire hose. Good luck. All right, last word here. We'll stick with the upper part of the NFL draft because we are elitist in this Mallard monologue. North Carolina quarterback Drake May. He's now a Patriot. He'll soon be an extra Patriot, but for right now, he's a Patriot. So Drake May said he was super pumped. That's a quote, super pumped. That's great. Super pumped to be selected by the New England football team with the number 3 overall pick in the draft on Thursday. Should the fan base be as excited? Should they be super pumped for Drake May. I'm going to quote one of my favorite comedic minds, Larry David. Remember when he did that crypto commercial for those scammers from FTX that stole everyone's money? Yeah. I don't think so when it comes to Drake May and the Patriot fan base being super pumped. I don't get this one. Like, I kind of like Jalen Daniels. I think he's a little too thin, and that's an issue, and he's going to get tossed around like a tin can in a hurricane, which is a problem. But with Drake May, I don't see it. It's a Mayday situation. The report card on Drake May is he has bad footwork, inconsistent decision-making, bad vision, pocket panic, and he's been compared on the low end to Kenny Pickett. That ain't good. And on the high end, Jared Goff. But Jared Goff's fine most of the time, but in high-pressure situations, he urinates down his leg. It's a problem. We will find out. I will give Drake May about a year, maybe a little less than that, maybe a month. Seeing is believing. I do not expect much from Drake May. I don't. He's another one of these guys that if you have a loaded team, he's fine. He doesn't look like the kind of guy that's going to elevate players. And the Patriots, we'll see what they do the rest of the weekend, but they don't have a lot of valuable players. They got a lot of lemons. You won't get a lemon. You got a lot of lemons. It's not you won't get a lemon. It's you won't get anything but a lemon on that Patriot roster, which is problematic if you have a guy that doesn't elevate players around him. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of this, you are more than welcome. If you missed last hour, I recommend the podcast. The first call that we took was from Keg Drinking Steve in Missouri, who was doing a victory lap to celebrate the Chiefs acquiring a wide receiver. We then asked him the name of the wide receiver, and he had no idea the name of the player, Xavier Worthy. Had no idea, right? No clue. Then we had Andy the comic book guy who defended the Buffalo Bills helping out, which is supposed to be a nemesis, an arch nemesis in Kansas City by facilitating a trade that allowed the Chiefs to acquire the speed demon wide receiver. And he defended. It was just a marvelous hour of taking calls. And I can only imagine what this hour has ahead of us. So if you want to be part, there is a line open. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you want to be part, we'll do a toss-up viral mamas of the NFL draft portion of the show. Also, bet a lot, win gas money. Bet a lot, win gas money. We'll get to that as well. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is more than just the call screener. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper. And he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Moo.
A Bronco Fan. And in the final hour of tonight's show, he will get you ready for the weekend, let you know what you need to go out to the theaters and see, what you want to watch on TV, all that good stuff. It's the Coop Scoop on entertainment. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We roll on through the late night hours. Taking your amazing phone calls. Riveting. Absolutely riveting. Unless they're not. And coming up later this hour, we will have Maller to the third degree. Next hour, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Let's say hello to Jed who fled. Hello, Jed who fled in the Sunshine State.
These callers, they are setting the bar. Life's about strategies. Undersell. Life's about getting the phone on speakerphone. Life's about strategies. Undersell, over-deliver. Well,
why were you big-timing us on speakerphone? What were you doing?
Speaker rhymes with tweaker. I'm a tweaker. Tweaker phone. That was real. I'm saying, I thought about trademarking that, dude. And if your phone, somebody steals it every time you go to use it, it'd be, if you steal it.
Yeah, itself, well, you should put that, you should put that on like a bumper sticker or something. Or put that on a t-shirt.
Hey, Glenn, let me tell you, if Florida State kicked their best players off the roster and recruited in terrible players, there's no doubt Florida State never makes mistakes, and it'd be the best thing for Florida State athletics, okay? The Buffalo Bills, much the same premise. Ride for the brand, all right? Ride for the brand. What's cash money? Cash money's them green bills. Why, I don't know. I'm trying to help the guy out. I can't think of anything, dude. And I've thought of more insane stuff than anybody under the sun. And I cannot figure out a way to help that guy out with the Buffalo Bills thing.
You're talking about Andy, the comic book guy, or what about Robbie, the Mariner fan? Robbie's upset too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I went off I did a Space Needle one time. I mean, it took me off the space big time, dog. You know, bejoosh, like Elon Musk, dude. I stunk. I was so hot.
I was going to ask you. And I realize I probably shouldn't do this. The Rams, you didn't watch a second of the draft, right? There's no way you watched the draft. Why would you watch it?
Nobody's America, dude. I'll go to Canada or Mexico before I'll be part of any draft, dude. Bank that.
I understand. You're anti-draft. I get it. But the Rams drafted a guy from Florida State. So I was like, man, I got a Florida State guy here. I got Jed who fled, an expert on the Seminoles. I bet you have no idea who they drafted or who the player is if I told you the name.
Hey, welcome back. Back to the future. Jalen Ramsey, supposedly good at Florida State. Worst player at Florida State ever at cornerback in real clutch situations. The Rams drafted him. So I don't follow anymore. Oh, let me think. How about Jared Verse?
Oh, you looked that up on your phone. It sounded like you looked that up.
Is that right?
Yeah, you looked it up.
Same voice. Dude, no. I'm not conquered. Ben, are you smarter than me? No. What do you got, dude? Hey, Ben, I was doing something earlier tonight that you weren't watching. What was I doing, buddy? Who was part of that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Are you done? Is that it? Is all we got?
No, I'm not done. No. Dude, sometimes you're coming to me too quick. I have notes. I have like community notes.
You want to go back on hold? I can put you back on hold if you want. You want to go back on hold?
It's like the HOLA, dog. It's like prison.
See, you complain. Jay, you complain if I go to you too quick. You complain if I go to you, if I make you stay on hold. You like to complain. You're a complainer.
Well, your cohorts complain if somebody kisses ass, dude. So you complain if somebody complains. What are you supposed to do? What are you going to do, dude?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Cry for go blind.
Okay. I thank you. I got to go. All right. Let's see here. Andy, the comic book guy, is still listening. He says, I think Arthur Blank was in on it. He says, but he likes being liked by everyone, so he acted surprised. So Andy, the comic book guy, this is his latest bad take. Andy, did you try to get as many bad takes in as you could on the show? Andy, the comic book guy who likes the Bills and the Falcons, is that the goal? Because you're doing pretty good. So he now believes that Arthur Blank was in cahoots, and it was all a thespian act. It was a thespian act by the owner of the Atlanta football team. That's the ticket. That is absolutely the ticket, unless it's not. Now, I work with a guy on the TV side when we did the show last year that likes to say, I want to bet a little and win a lot. Most people would like to do that. Bet a little, win a lot. That's why the lottery is so popular. You bet a little and you win a lot. But how many people want to bet a lot to win gas money? That happened. That happened. You see this? No? It involves the NFL draft. A guy walked into a sports book. Maybe he futzed around on his phone and made the bet. I don't know. I assume he walked into a sports book, but possibly not. I don't think they'll let you bet this much on your phone. A bettor wagered $10,000 that Caleb Williams would be the number one overall pick in the draft. He was. He was drafted by the Chicago football team with the number one pick in the draft. Do you know how much money he won?
I can't even imagine.
What do you think, Lorena? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
You're risking $10,000. 10 grand.
Over $250,000.
So you think he won over $250,000? No, he did not. Because Caleb Williams was a minus 10,000 favorite. That means this guy risked $10,000 and he won $100.
What?
Yeah, he won $100. And you say, well, that's easy money. They're just giving money away. No. What if... we'll do the what-if game. I love doing the what-if game. So let's assume the bet was made in the morning or the day before the draft. The guy bet 10 grand. And let's say that some scandal popped up on TMZ or Radar Online or somebody put a video up of Caleb Williams doing some interesting things that were kind of offensive to some people. And then the Bears had cold feet for whatever reason. They decided not to draft him. You lose $10,000. That's crazy. 10 grand to win $100. That is an insane amount of money. I would need therapy. I can get a high from betting a reasonable amount. I do not need to bet a large amount. I do not need the large amount. I don't. Now, if I was like Michael Jordan, I've heard stories from people about Jordan and Charles Barkley and those guys. They got a lot of money. So for them, they got to bet a decent amount to get any kind of twinkle, twinkle. They need to bet a lot. I don't need to do that. I'm good. I can bet a reasonable amount, and I'm all right.
Were you the one who told the story about Jordan recently, or was that the other show? I can't recall. I'm sorry.
Well, I have told some.
There was some guy who showed up with a bunch of money at a pickup game that Jordan was playing in. Uh-huh. And he thought he would be, like a high roller and say, let's play for, let's say $500,000. Let's put on the game.
Yeah.
And Jordan said to him, I don't have that kind of time. Let's just flip a coin.
Oh, really?
And the
that was not me.
And the guy said, no, I'm not going to do that.
The guy said no.
Yeah. So the poor course of moral of the story was Jordan could lose $500,000 on a coin flip. The other guy was not really.
You could ask one of my buddies, my gambling buddy, Hunter, that I go to Vegas with him a couple times a year. And I'll probably go more now because he's got family in Vegas. But I go with him, and I'll lose like, you know, a $150 bet, and I will be in a terrible mood. I will be so upset. It'll drive me crazy.
You gotta be kidding me!
Yeah, I mean, I'm pouting and I'm pounding the table and I'm pissed off. He's like, "What are you so worried about? It's not that much money. You shouldn't be worried about that." I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I should have won the bet." My problem lately, I've been to Vegas a lot this year. We're not allowed legally to bet in California, so you have to use a neighborhood bookie, which would be wrong to do that. That would be illegal. You should not use a neighborhood
bookie.
Very
bad, very bad.
It would be inappropriate. You might go to hell. But I'll go to Vegas and bet. And I always make one final bet on my way back to L.A. And I drive. I don't fly. I like to drive. I like stopping in Baker
Weirdo.
And Barstow and all those. What's that, Lorena? What?
Weirdo.
No, you don't drive? Why do you not drive?
I have driven, and I like to stop at the Dairy Queen along the way and get a blizzard.
No. There's so many old iconic diners out in the desert in California you got to stop at. Come on. Why do you stop at Dairy Queen?
Because I don't know. I'm just trying to get to Vegas.
Nah, you got to enjoy the journey. You got to stop in Yermo. There's Eddie World out there. You can get any candy you want in Eddie World. That's Eddie's business. Eddie owns it. A guy named Eddie owns that. It might be this Eddie. I don't know.
Did you meet him?
Well, I have met Eddie. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No, what's
I know they have that beef jerky place, like that alien jerky.
Oh, alien
place?
Beef jerky. It's in Baker. The Mad Greeks in Baker.
They have that big thing that looks like an ice cream cone or a cupcake or something.
That's Eddie's World.
That's Eddie's World. Okay, I've never been in there. I've just driven by it.
They have the cleanest bathrooms of all time.
Oh my gosh, that's great. I love a nice bathroom.
Yeah, that's why we have segregated bathrooms again at Fox Sports Radio. Because of your contribution. How about Peggy Sue's Diner? You ever been there?
I have been there.
I've been there too. My wife likes it, so we go there almost every time we go to Vegas. We stop at Peggy Sue's. Yeah. They got Elvis over there.
I love a good diner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool little spot. I liked it. You're around a bunch of smelly people in a tube. Who wants that? You drive, you get your car, the whole thing.
I mean, I actually am. I started flying to Vegas now.
It's 45 minutes.
I made the switch. It's so
Don't
nice.
Do it, Coop.
It's so nice.
I like to drive. I'm a driver. You fly. You got to go to the airport. You got to wait. Maybe the flight gets delayed. It's a pain in the ass. Then you get to Vegas. You got to get transportation to the Strip. And
I fly out of Burbank, so it's pretty
Burbank. Even better.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Burbank's a good airport now. Yeah. Nobody in LA likes LAX. It's a terrible airport.
It is. But
although we like our friends that work at LAX that listen to the show, but other than that, we don't like it.
Right. No, the drive there to Vegas is fine. It's the drive home that's just awful.
Grueling.
No. You don't do the Sunday morning thing. Don't do it. I never drive back on Sunday.
That's just like suicide. But but driving back on any day is terrible. Even if the traffic's not bad, it's just because usually you lost some money and you're just and your vacation's over and you're driving back just to like.
Yeah, that's why you stop at Eddie World and get 10-pound bags of candy on the way back and you make yourself feel better. That's what you do. You get a giant shake at the Mad Greek out in the desert, and you're like, all right, I paid $10 for a shake, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only six simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And I did see this note from the NFL. We have a wide receiver getting paid. That would be A.J. Brown of the Eagles. 3-year contract extension, $96 million, $32 million per season, making him the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history.
Oh, good for him. Congratulations. He's buying dinner. Well, might have more on that later. Who knows? It is the Ben Maller Show as we roll on through these overnight hours. And we love the horses. Love the horsies. And Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms in the sport, is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. We're going to do a toss-up here. Which viral mama was better? We'll all vote. We'll have the crew vote on this. So I will give you two scenarios. This is from the NFL draft. If you watch the draft, you likely know about it. The first one is involving the number 11 overall pick by the New York Jets. I'm going to try to pronounce this guy's name. I promise you I will butcher the man's name. I will absolutely butcher the man's name. I have no doubt about it. So the Jets drafted an offensive lineman from Penn State, and his first name is Olu. His last name is, I believe, I'm going to try to pronounce this here. And I think the way the name is pronounced, it's Olu Muyiwa, I believe, is how you pronounce the name. Did I get that right? I know there's an F in there, but I don't think that's how it's pronounced. Anyway. Doesn't matter.
Who? So we need to get Marcel to try and pronounce that.
Yeah, he's a very large man. And they showed him celebrating being drafted. And the thing that went viral here, this guy's mother would not allow his girlfriend to get anywhere near him after he was drafted. His mom, like, blocked the girlfriend from hugging.
I remember this.
It was hilarious, right? It's more of a visual thing than an audio thing. So that was great. So this is like this guy's mom's like put a full on block on the girlfriend so she could not like hug or kiss the guy. That was great. And then we have audio. This is from the Jacksonville pick. They picked a wide receiver named Brian Thomas Jr., I believe from LSU, from Louisiana State University. And so there was an ABC, local ABC television crew, who was interviewing Thomas's father and mother right after he was picked 23rd overall in the draft. And take a listen closely when his mom is asked a question. Take a listen to what his mom said. Let's go to the audio tape.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right, better viral moment, Eddie. I'll ask you first. Better viral moment: the guy's mom, the Jets pick, whose mom blocked the girlfriend from kissing or hugging him, or Brian Thomas's mother, who was asked a question and gave a very direct answer to the question.
Well, Brian Thomas's mom wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
But she was by far the funnier of the two. So, yes, definitely number
two. You enjoyed Brian Thomas.
The other one, I mean, you know, the other one, I'm watching the video of it. Mama's a big woman. So she's going to block anyone out that's going to be sitting on the other side of her.
I don't want to speak for women, but I don't think a lot of petite women produce offensive tackles that make the NFL.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's hard to get around Mama when she's, you know, she's.
You think his mom taught him how to block?
Could
you think
be.
His mom, like, taught him
she
how to
was
block?
Doing some blocking on the couch there, yeah.
All right, Lorena, your thoughts here. Are you going to go with the mom blocking the girlfriend, or are you going to go with the mom giving a direct answer on where they came from, and that was Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Ben, I love literal answers, just like Miss Congeniality, when it's like, what's your favorite, you know?
Yes. She said someday in April. Yeah,
yes, yeah, same thing. That. It absolutely cracks me up.
Okay, all right, Koopaloo.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the second mom.
Okay, the Brian Thomas mom, Sandra. Let's play it again. This is the mom of Brian Thomas, the player drafted by Jacksonville out of LSU. Take a listen.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
That's so great.
I wish it was even a step further, and she was like, about 1,000 miles.
God bless her. That is just outstanding commentary. Yeah, I looked it up. It's driving. It's 1,114 miles with light traffic right now if you're driving from Baton Rouge to Detroit. Take about 15 hours. Almost 16 hours, actually.
And Ben would drive because he prefers driving over flying.
Think of the places you could stop. You could stop in, maybe go through Arkansas there.
I do. I'm not going to lie, Ben.
Kentucky. What?
I love my long drives to Oregon.
That's a long.
Yeah. It's 12 hours.
I've done that drive.
Yeah, it's 12 hours. It's not too bad. You can stop at the Olive Pit and sample some olives.
Lorena,
I did not do that.
I remember when I drove to Eugene one time and I got to Sacramento, which is the farthest north I'd ever been.
Yeah.
And then I kept going and going and going. I was like, Jesus Christ, when am I going to hit the border?
I had the same problem.
Remember a couple years ago, I went to my brother. This is years ago. My younger brother got married in Grass Valley in Northern California.
Sounds green.
Yeah, a lot of green up there. His own mining town.
Coop loves Grass Valley.
Yeah, I bet he does. Yes. So I was like, okay, we were in Sacramento. I'm like, okay, we'll just drive to Oregon. I want to say, I've never been to Oregon, so we'll drive into Oregon. And so we looked at the GPS, and I was like, holy, I'm not driving to Oregon. It's insane. It's like a 5-hour drive from Sacramento to get to Oregon. It was ridiculous.
It's a long time, but it's beautiful when you get to the trees.
The trees, all about the trees. They have good trees in California.
And then you breathe, and it's like, oh, the oxygen.
Oh, they were all on fire when I did my drive.
Aye.
That's fine.
Yeah. Are we done now? We haven't had a big fire season in a while. It's got a lot of rain in California.
So that's true.
Been El Nino. We used to have a caller named El Nino. Remember that guy?
El Nino.
Sounds hot.
Yeah, that's what he thought. He was hot. He did think he was hot. We have Mallard to the third degree. That's coming up. Time now for the Insta trivia. And here we go with the Insta trivia. So Caleb Williams just became USC's sixth number one overall in the NFL draft. That's the most all time. No other college has had more number one picks now. They broke a tie, USC. Caleb Williams joins Carson Palmer, Keyshawn Johnson, dead murderer O.J. Simpson, Ron Yeary, and blank as the six number one overall picks in the NFL draft out of USC. Again, Caleb Williams, the sixth number one overall pick, most all time for USC. He joins Carson Palmer, Keyshawn Johnson, O.J. Simpson, Ron Yeary, and blank. That is the Insta trivia, the answer. And Mallard of the third degree, we'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Today's Friday.
In your face, Ben Maller.
Who are you talking to like that?
Oh, yes.
Talking to your ass.
Yes.
You wrong, man.
That's a plump pussy, right?
Go to hell, Bill Miller.
Bang, bang, bang.
Ben, I love you.
The show is over. Goodbye.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift the chance to consume the Audio Buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta Trivia of Maller to the Third Degree. And here's the Insta Trivia. Caleb Williams, Bears quarterback. He became the sixth number one overall pick from USC in the draft. That's the most all time, most of any school. He joins Caleb Williams, Carson Palmer, Keyshawn Johnson, O.J. Simpson, Ron Yeary, and blank. That is the question. What's the answer in this portion of the show made possible by Express Pros? If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. Let's see. Does anyone know the answer? We go to the great unwashed here to see if anyone knows the answer. And see, page down here, page down. Let's see here. Can't read that on the air. Sam Bowie, or Bowie rather, from Cowboy Killer. That's his answer. Who else do we have? Orenthal James Simpson from Ferg Dog. You are Flea, guessed by the late night drug tester. We'll skip over that. Steve Spurrier, guessed by Shane. From Des Moines, page down, Blake in Arkansas, and he got it right. Bad job by him. He got it right. Shame on you. Who else do we have? Page down, can't read that. El Nino, the original El Nino from Milkman Mike. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, he got it right. John Wayne, guessed by Jeff in Tulsa. That's his answer. Matt Leinert from Yefimi. Tony Baselli, guessed by Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Andy, the Falcon Bills apologist, says former Bills wide receiver whom has already played the best game of his career, Gabe Davis. His best games of his career. Who else do we have? Page down. Snoop Dogg. Next. Snoop Dogg, guessed by Just Like Frank. Al Cowlings from Kyle. That's his answer. The Bills monster going with Albert Einstein. Who else do we have? Page down. Petros Papadakis, the P, guessed by Rich. Mr. Magoo from Paritu. A little wee quarterback, guessed by Bill. Who else? All right, that's enough. Eddie, you have an answer, Eddie. Do you have an answer?
Well, it's hard to believe it's not OJ, but you didn't say
I mentioned OJ.
Yeah, you did mention OJ.
Yeah, I mentioned OJ. There's six. It's Caleb Williams, Carson Palmer, Keyshawn Johnson, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, you mean, okay, O.J. Let me go.
Ron Yeary and blank.
Let me go the old New York Giants halfback and Monday Night Football voice for many years, Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford. Fine answer. That is incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer, the 1977 NFL draft, Ricky Bell.
Running back.
Ricky Bell played for the Buccaneers.
Tragically passed away,
Died at a young age. All right, here we go.
That? To the Third Degree.
Here we go.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Alu.
Ben, one of the big three co-founders believes that Caitlin Clark's agents withheld a lucrative offer from the league to the former Iowa star. The offer would have allowed her to still play in the WNBA and would have been worth at least $5 million a year. He went on to suggest that there's a anti-competitive behavior involving the NBA / WNBA towards the big three. Ben, do you think there's some shadiness going on?
No, not to the degree. It's like that, you know, lions don't mingle with sheep, that line, right? And the NBA is way ahead of the big three. What I do think happened, this is what I've heard, is the people at Nike, no one buys anything that has WNBA logo on it. It doesn't sell anything, right? It's just crap. Nobody wants it. It goes right to a landfill. So they think that Caitlin Clark will be the key to unlock the WNBA merchandise. They didn't want her futzing around with the big three. So from what I've heard, it was Nike. From what I understand, it was Nike. It wasn't even the NBA that said no. They said, if you want the $28 million deal with Nike, don't mess around with the big three. Next!
All right, Ben, of the eight NBA playoff series going on, only three of them are tied up. Do you think any of the current series make it to a game seven?
Yeah, I think the Clippers are tied up with the Mavericks. I think that'll go seven. They should beat the Bucks in less than that, but I think they'll go seven. Cleveland, the way they got run off the court by Orlando, That'll go seven. So, yeah, I think we'll see at least three seven-game series. Next, wow. McLean.
All right. Video went viral yesterday of 51-year-old Manny Ramirez taking batting practice. He looked pretty good. Do you like the idea of an old-timer home run derby during All-Star Weekend?
No, not during All-Star Weekend. But when I was a kid, they had traveling old-timers games. But I think they stopped it because guys get kept. They were having medical problems. But sure, once in a while, why not? How did we do, Koopaloop?
He passed this edition.
That's a win! Woo!
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.